is Radio Freedom.
Hello, this is show 45 of Radio Clash. It's coming to you, well, fairly live from Detroit. So this is the Detroit edition. Yes, Detroit. Detroit.
This is a Radio Clash of Pirates Allied. Vaulting your living room, cashing in the bit of life. This is a Radio Clash of Pirates Allied. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight. And we're gonna get it today. Come on.
Hello, this is Tim. As I say, I'm coming from Bob and Marty's house in Detroit. Hence the ambience. No, I haven't had a deco. This is the... it's a really nice place up in near Plymouth in Detroit, which is... I can't remember which mile it is. Is it 7 mile or 6 mile? No, not 8 mile. In the suburbs. Beautiful area to be. And you occasionally might hear in the background their dog Coco. Marty's gone out for some doctor's appointments, so I thought I'd do a podcast. I came down from Toronto via Windsor, which is the place, the sort of where the tunnel is, to Detroit last night. I got in about 8 o'clock. I travelled down with Doug, and he sort of got off at London, London, Ontario. That is not London, England. And to see his sister. It was very, very nice, a very nice trip. Apart from something I'll play you later in the show, where well, there's two things. One, I managed to totally format my little iRiver. I dropped it, Glenn. It's never been the same since, so that's a bit of a bitch. And also, what happened is that I went down to. I was trying to navigate, because the problem is the joystick, and managed to format it, so I lost everything I did in Toronto, so it was only one little bit, but it's a bit annoying. And also I would like to have kept all the files, even though I used them in the last show, so it's a good thing I did the last show, really. So I have a sort of thing on the train with some unfortunate there's one thing about VRL, is they never bother to actually tell you where the first class is. The first class looks exactly the same, apart from the fact you get free food, and so we sat in the wrong place, so you can hear us being forcibly ejected. They were quite nice about it, but I thought it was a bit cheeky, since it wasn't obvious it's first class. As I say, this is Thursday, which is the now you're asking, it should be Thursday the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th? Was it 7th? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, yes, Tim doesn't know what day it is. I know what day it is, I just don't know what the date is. So, yeah, it's been a pretty good trip so far. It's good to be back in the US, although Detroit is always a bit strange. Should get to see more of Detroit and go out on Friday night. And then I'm torn at the moment whether I fly off to San Francisco for the weekend. All my San Francisco homies are now going to be going, oh, come to San Francisco, go on. Or I'm actually very tempted to go to New York, because I've never been. So it's one of these things, never been, love to go. There are podcasting friends there, so it's like podcasting versus mashup community. I know I'd have fun in San Francisco. In both places, I'd need to find somewhere to stay. Up in Detroit, we stayed in... I'm in Detroit. Get a grip. Up in Toronto, we stayed in a very nice place called the Barefoot Inn, run by bears, just off Church Street, which is one of the sort of gay... The gay ghetto, as Doug called it, with the gay village. And it was very quiet for Tuesday, but it was I had fun. I had a beautiful Chinese meal, which came to $37 for the two of us, which is about 18 quid. So and we had a souvlaki on the Wednesday, which again was so cheap, and sort of with exchange rate, it's cheap in Canada. It's cheaper here as well, but it's cheap, very cheap in Canada. And so it was nice to get out of that whole sort of city vibes. That's the it's 2 o'clock. That's the Bob and Marty's clock. Well, I think it's probably a good note to play a tune. I'm going to play a tune by French Bloke, which is French Bloke and Son, which is the children's theme number one, which I don't know why I'm playing it. I just found it when I was looking for tunes. I have a few tunes I'm going to play later on, but mostly it's going to be another sort of fairly random show of various bits and bobs, really. So this is children's theme number one by French Bloke. From Toronto, we're actually taking the train back from Toronto. I just managed to format the whole of this on my iRiver, losing the stuff in Detroit, which is really annoying because I managed to drop it on Glencoe. So I'm pretty fucked off at the moment, but otherwise it's been a good trip to Toronto. Stayed at the Barefoot Inn, which is a really nice guest house, and the hosts were most accommodating, make of that what you will. But that was a really nice place. Went to the Greek part of the town today and had some souvlaki. Last night went to went to Chinatown and had a really sort of big Chinese meal for 37 Canadian US dollars, which is about 20 quid. So that was really good. It's been a good. Yeah. Thank you. Free snacks, wait. But the so when we went to the Woody's bar, Sailor bar, it was very quiet in Toronto on a Tuesday evening, as we found. I'd usually be seeing John on a Tuesday, so it was strange. But it was and then we went to a place called the cellar, that was supposed to be a bathhouse but didn't actually have a jacuzzi or a steam room or anything. So basically it was just a large locker room with a few small saunas, which It was terrible, full of trolls. Otherwise, I had a good time. The actual scene was a bit quiet, and all very weekend based, unfortunately. As I was saying last night, it's always a measure of a city what it's like during midweek, whether you can have entertainment. Midweek.
Are we in it? We're in it.
Oh.
Do we have seats? I don't think we did. Oh dear. I can't see any seats on here. Anyway, we've got trouble with seats. It's been a nice trip. Shame, I'm definitely going to come back with John or on my own at some point to see Merry Toronto. Hello.
I think they've stumbled into...
Stumbled into somebody's seat.
Stumbled into business class. Isn't that disgusting?
Oh dear.
No, who was that with great violence?
How'd you tell the difference?
Exactly.
Looks exactly the same. There's no sign. There's any sign saying, "Oh, this is business class." Oh well. Oh dear.
Hello. Should we bugger off back to steerage?
I suppose so. Yes. God. Anyway, I've got to go. I'll speak to you later.
Thank you.
What are you doing walking along a million miles from no place at this time of night?
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Look, were you going in this joint here?
Well, I was.
Come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Well?
Howdy, folks. Good to see somebody. Out kind of late, ain't you?
Well?
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
Yeah. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
You hot or something?
No.
Out kind of late, ain't you?
Black coffee. How about you?
The same, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Hey, what's your name?
Eileen. Eileen Harrison.
I could use a little company right now.
Good to see somebody.
What's the matter?
Shh. Oh, here you are. Piece of pie.
Oh,
out kind of late, ain't you?
Well,
Well, look. Piece of pie.
Huh? Oh, no.
How about the hamburger?
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
What's the matter?
Shut up, the two of you.
Well, all right.
Well, I mean...
Oh, well...
Well, look, if you don't like me, you can always start to walk again.
Well, here you are.
I mean...
Oh, I've...
No, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right. That wasn't it.
What?
If you don't like me...
Piece of pie.
All right.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie, Bud.
That wasn't it.
Piece of pie.
Huh?
Pie. Piece of pie.
Well?
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
How about a hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
I don't want no trouble.
No, keep
place.
Your shirt on. Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Well, I...
If you don't like me...
All right, but
no.
I...
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How about a hamburger?
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure, anything you say.
Listen.
Hey, mister...
Shut up. Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Huh?
Pie, Bud?
Oh.
Well, here you are.
No.
Sure.
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something, that's all.
What?
Piece of pie.
All right, thanks.
No.
Well, here you are.
No, just...
Well, I...
No.
I think I earned it.
No.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure.
All right.
Huh?
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know.
No, be quiet a minute, will you?
Piece of pie?
No.
We got good hamburgers, you know.
No.
Piece of pie?
No.
Sure, anything you say.
I'm listening, that's all. Listen, that must be it now. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
We got good...
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Anything you say.
Say.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up.
Sure.
There he comes.
Hey, where are you going?
What's the matter?
Shh. That wasn't it.
What?
Hey, what's going on, Bud? You hot or something?
No.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie? Piece of pie, Bud?
Huh? Oh, no.
Bud?
Huh?
How about the hamburger?
No, just be quiet.
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Bud?
Yeah.
You hot or something?
No.
What's the matter?
Shh.
What?
Oh, I'm a million miles from no place. That's all.
Huh?
Oh, black coffee.
Yeah? Here you are.
I could use a little right now.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah.
Good. Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger? Good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Well... All right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Good.
Shut up.
Sure.
The two of you.
Shh.
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening.
Sure, anything you say.
Fool.
Huh?
Well?
I could use a little company right now.
Well, here you are. Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How do you know?
Huh? Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Yeah? Piece of pie?
No.
Yeah? No trouble.
No, keep your shirt on.
You ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want...
Be quiet a minute, will you? The two of you.
What's the matter?
There he comes.
Hey, where are you going? Hey, what's going on? You hot or something?
No, there's a... car out there. It's been following me for the last 200 miles.
Yeah? How'd you know?
I know it. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry I frightened you, but...
Piece of pie?
No. Black coffee. How about you?
The same, I guess. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I mean...
Oh, well, I...
Well, look, if you don't like me...
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Well, here you are.
Now, what have you got to lose?
I...
Bud?
Well,
I mean,
you can always...
I don't want no...
You'll be all right.
I don't want no trouble.
No, you'll be all right.
Well?
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Pie, Bud?
No.
How about a hamburger?
Shut up.
Hey, mister, you ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want no trouble.
No, no, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
How about a hamburger?
All right.
Yeah? Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie?
No.
All right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh.
How about a hamburger? We got...
No.
Piece of pie, pie, pie?
I...
Yeah?
All right.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
How about the hamburger?
No, just be
quiet.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I could use a little
piece of pie.
Oh no.
Hamburgers, you know.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Sure, anything you say.
Say, what's the matter?
Shh. Listen.
What's the matter?
Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Listen.
Hey, mister.
Listen. He's not coming in. He's waiting.
For what?
Me. Hey, what's your name?
Eileen.
Look, Eileen, here are the keys to the car. Go out and drive it up the side entrance, and I'll be waiting at the door.
For what?
Me.
All right,
no,
but
no,
I...
No, go on, I'll hurry. He won't hurt you.
Okay.
Hey, mister, you ain't in trouble, are you?
Oh, no. I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Here. Huh? Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I started driving in the $50 jalopy. It just fell apart on me.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I...
Well, look, if you don't like the car, you can always get out and start to walk again. Now, what have you got to lose?
Well, all right.
Look, Eileen, go out and drive it up the side entrance, and I'll be waiting at the door.
All right,
no,
but
no.
I just fell apart.
No, go on, I'll hurry. He won't hurt you.
Okay.
Don't you want your change?
No, keep it. And he kept following.
Hey, where are you going? Don't you want your pie?
Shut up.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a piece of hamburger.
Shut up.
Piece of pie?
That's all.
How about the hamburger? Pie? We got good hamburger. Pie?
Huh? Huh?
The hamburger. Pie?
Oh, no. No!
We got good hamburger. Pie, Bud?
No, no.
Yeah?
No!
Yeah?
No.
We got good hamburgers.
No!
How'd you know?
I know it.
Hey, yeah?
No! Keep it!
Sure, anything you say.
Hop in. I'll slide over.
Thanks. Oh, no.
Howdy, folks.
Oh, no.
No, just... Piece of pie, Bud?
Look.
Bud?
Look. No, just...
I don't want no trouble.
No, no.
Piece of pie...
No. Try to duck him.
What?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Yeah.
What?
Try to duck him, and he hung on. He kept following.
Well, same, I guess.
That was Native Land with Piece of Pie, which is from the latest album. I played that partly because of all the diners I've been in, and the guy, also the guy from the Toronto Rail Journey, was saying, you know, do you want any snacks? Sounded exactly like the piece of pie person. And before that was Lust Train by CCC, which is a mix of Lust for Life, Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees, Lust for Life by Iggy Pop, and various other bits that I'm not sort of recognised, but I think it's I recognise one of the songs as being I Feel Free, and I forget who it's by, but it's in fact that's the first ever song I ever did a cut up on, and I have to play it at some point. It called I called it something like Pull Up to the Seat or something like that, because what happened is that song was given away free with very annoying bits over the one of those promotional records with someone talking over it. So I actually then cut out the bits and then started doing sort of like a tape cut up, I have to find it. I think it's my dad's, unfortunately. And that was the, you know, the bit with the ba 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 ba. I feel free. So, as I said, the diners are strange, certainly contrasting Canadian with American sort of places around Detroit. Obviously not, you know, very nice places like Bob Evans and places like that. But there was a different level of service in Glencoe. It was very much a small town. I said on my blog that it was Smallsville, CA, and it was. It's kind of place that the waitress disappears for like 20 minutes and doesn't expect anyone to be in a rush. And the food was generally sort of like a bit better than sort of what you get in the UK, and sort of one of the greasy cafes. But it was a good price, and it was quite a nice place to have breakfast, which is what I did on the Tuesday. Before we took the train up to Toronto. So I'm just looking through the papers at the moment. These are yesterday's papers, but with the New York Times talking about New Orleans, Katrina, what's happening, and also what I thought was the major concerns when they weren't allowing someone was telling me they're calling refugees, which sounds a bit strange since they're not really refugees. Refugees come from other countries. But that shows you how they're treating them. They're like, you're somehow other, and you know, you come to Houston, we don't want you to stay. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're reticent to actually let them come into some of the places, was that they didn't want them to settle down. And again, that's kind of socioeconomic and I think probably a race thing as well. Like, you know, oh, we want to help you, but don't, you know, not in my backyard. Apparently, $40 billion. Bush is trying to get $40 billion. I assume from it's 2:30. Wait, I assume from the government, U.S. government, was it the Senate? Yeah, Senate. Still very sad. Still a lot of human stories about what's happened. Apparently the water's being pumped back into Lake Pontchartrain. I know I've got that wrong. It's toxic. And that's a bit strange. It's like, why don't you filter it before it goes back in again? But I suppose in a way it's sort of an emergency. One of the interesting thing about US newspapers is, compared to UK newspapers, is that they always cover America on the front page. It's really odd. I find it really strange. I know this is I found this, you know, not in times of emergency. It's only when you say go into the, you know, sometimes it's well into the page, well into the newspaper, do you actually get other stories from around the world. Whereas in the UK, you would get like maybe a lead story, whether it would be UK story if it's a big story, but the biggest story was, say, New Orleans, or, you know, what happened with Katrina, or you know, some big story in another country that would lead. And I get the impression that doesn't happen here. It's quite odd. And I'm looking at the Detroit News as well. Yes, well, all that's going on, the biggest story is about a hockey coach called Stevie Zerman. And I don't understand the whole ice hockey thing, to be brutally honest. Very big in Canada. They love their ice hockey. Even in the metro stations, like in the Windsor, they were having like ice hockey masks, and it was like, oh, just too much like Jason. Every time I see an ice hockey mask, I think, Jason. No, they're just totally, totally kind of scarily patriotic about the whole ice hockey. And what's it's like, there was all these adverts running on CBC about, you know it's time, it's, you know, it's what you've all been waiting for, you know, the ice hockey season is back. And it's like, nope, we're not waiting for that, but obviously Canadians are. And the other thing I've been talking about, I don't think I've talked about on here, is all the maple leaves. It's like, even on the McDonald's, they have a little maple leaf. Everywhere has a maple leaf. It's like, and apparently it was explained to me that it's because of after 9/11, they've become more frequent, because Canadians want to say, almost like, we're not, they do this anyway, but want to stress they're not American, they're Canadian. certainly, you know, that's I won't say a big difference because I've never been there before, but it's bizarre. It's like we were making jokes about all these maple leaves and how they shouldn't use tokens in the underground. They should use maple leaves. You should get vouchers or I think you can get via points or something, or you know, like via miles. And I was saying, why didn't you make leaves? You can get a stack of leaves. It is a bit strange, but I liked Canada. Canada was good. Toronto, I need to explore more from. It's a really nice place. Going there midweek, didn't really get the best of it, but unfortunately that's the way it worked with my schedule. And it was kind of like a non-spec thing. But it was good. I enjoyed it. So I think we have to go to a random song. Let's see what we can find. I've got no idea where it goes, where it stops. Nobody knows. That was The Lounge Brigade with Iron Man, of course, originally by Black Sabbath. That's not the only Lounge cover of Iron Man. The Cardigans, another version as well. But that's from Music for Maniacs blog, which is... I'm probably getting this wrong because I can't verify it, but I think it's Music for, the number 4, maniacs.com. It might be Music F-O-R, but I think that's someone else. Maniacs.com. But I'll search for it. Google it. I love that version. It's any kind of like cha-cha lounge versions of rock tracks. It's big with me, as you might have guessed from when I play things like The Smells, like Teen Spirit cha-cha versions, things like that. But the interesting thing is why the Cardigans did their version. Because they did Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, they did Iron Man. That's the famous one because I think that was on all their albums. They did a version called Cocktail Party, Bloody Cocktail Party, because I was a massive Cardigans fan. I got all the B-sides and everything. The reason why is because they used to be heavy metalers. The blokes in the band used to be in some kind of death metal, black metal group, and then started the Cardigans as a sort of a side project, I think, or... decided to totally change their style, brought in Ian in person, and the rest is history. I think that's so. It's going to be a short show. I'm not going to talk on for hours and hours and hours, especially as I've got to work out how to upload this, even though I know they have broadband here. But it's been a good trip so far. It's always been slightly strange being in the US suburbs, though, because I always feel slightly scared. I was explaining this to my friends in Canada, that there's something about the... Because, like, if you look at the... just outside the door, front door, it looks like just like the scene... If you've seen Dawn of the Dead, the remake, where she goes out the door, and then there's all these sort of zombies running around, and there's flames and stuff like that. Just like that, and a lot of the suburbs around here, of course, that's the idea in horror films, something very safe becomes very unsafe, but the thing is, if you don't grow up with it being safe in the first place, you actually go to the suburbs and you think, it's just like a horror film. It's a bit like a creepy basement in Canada. Everyone has a basement, but it's just like, oh no, Evil Dead, help. So maybe I shouldn't watch so many horror films. You just had this sort of, you know, thought in your back of the head, like, oh my god, this is just like, you know, this movie or whatever. I mean, it's a bit like one of my comparisons with New Orleans. It was just like Resident Evil, you know, the police being abandoned on the ground, no one caring what happens to them. You know, there wasn't the zombies, all right, but it is the home of voodoo, so who knows. But yes, maybe there will be some zombies. Maybe people like Bush will be turned into zombies because of it. Yeah, don't cross the home of voodoo. That's what I would say. So I'm gonna play another tune, and then I'm gonna play this tune and then do a sort of a play out. Oh, hello, Coco. That's Coco. This is a song from Lumpy, who, of course, I DJed with recently. And this is, of course, Northern Soul is always big. And this is, of course, Gay Jerk. I'll speak to you soon.
Girl, I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. Gay bar, gay bar. Let's start a war. Stop a nuclear war.
Deep down inside,
J-Ball.
They know I'm cool. I said now,
J-Bar.
The moment of truth has finally come.
J-Bar.
I'm gonna show you some of that food.
J-Bar.
Give me a little bit of drums by himself there. Now give me a little bit of bass with those 88s.
At the J-Bar.
Ah, you're cooking, baby. You're smoking.
At the J-Bar.
Touch me, touch me, all night long. The 21st century.
That was Gordy Boy with A Touch Too Exposed, which is Touch Me by Kathy Dennis and Kraftwerk Expo 2000. Kathy Dennis, you might not know, has written most of the big hits for people like Britney and Billy and various other people. She had sort of quite big success in the sort of the early 90s and has gone into songwriting and has sort of had more success actually as a songwriter. And before that was Gay Jerk, which was, of course, Electric Six with Gay Bar and Cool Jerk. Don't ask me who that was by. I should know. I'm big fans of that Northern Soul band. Total blank. So this is the end of the show. You can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. That's mutantpop.net/radioclash. And I love to get feedback. I can't promise at the moment to pick up emails, but when I get back into the UK, I will be reliably online. So you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, or you can leave feedback on the blog. You can even go over to the forum, which is looking rather lonely at the moment, which is at mutantpop.net/board, or just go to mutantpop.net, it'll forward you to there. And that's like a forum I run for sort of mashups and various other things. I think that's it. Oh, yes. Usually you can sort of Skype me or Gizmo me. You can leave voicemail. And I've got at least one voicemail I need to actually play in a future show. Outstanding. I've had a few. But if you can, I will definitely play them. Or let me know if it's not for public consumption. And you can call me at 206-202-5274. That's a US number. So call if you're in the States, or if you don't mind paying the international charges. That's Seattle, I think, Seattle area. And I'll play on the show. Or you can leave a voicemail via Gizmo. No one's done that yet. Obviously, no one has a sort of VoIP Gizmo services yet, but I'm sure that will change. My ID for that is Radio Clash. If you want the actual direct number, look at the blog. So that's it for this show. I'm trying to find a nice song to sort of play out on. Let me pause this a second. Yes, I just found just the right song. It's and it's sort of got a sort of a Western theme, and this is going out for the people who've sort of lost something or lost homes, lost people in New Orleans. It seems to be rather appropriate. It's by Thomas Diablo and it's called Lost. I'll see you all, and I'll speak to you all very soon.